Would you say, I think, I suppose, I guess, I reckon, or how would you?
How's it now?
If you're not sure of something, if you think you'll have time to do something, but you're not quite sure, you might say, I think I'll have time, or you might say, I guess I'll have time, or I suppose I'll have time, or I reckon. Which would you use?
Oh, I think I might have time to do it.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Do you ever use an expression, an exclamation, sort of? We were talking the other night about, you know, a child's been doing something, you think he's going to get hurt, and it finally happens, and you might say something, well, I just knew it.
I knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Is that typical of you?
Yeah, that is. I knew it was going to happen, so I tried to stop him.
Use a sentence with the word such in it.
Such.
Yeah, like I've never heard of such things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't heard of such things.
Mm-hmm. You've probably used always in a sentence plenty of times here also. But
that's always.
If I'd have been sharp, I'd have caught that.
Well, I always have them. I pray every night, last thing before good day. Always.
That's it. That concludes the interview. Except for one thing, you know, these questions about Atlanta.
Yeah.
Was there anything you expected me to ask you about Atlanta that I didn't? If you'd like to talk about?
No, really not. I think you covered pretty good not to be a native. I'm surprised sometimes it's some people like yourself that come from out of town. And I being born here, lived here all my life. Some of the questions they ask me about Atlanta, that I should know, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
But it does. Now, if you would ask me right now, say, what's the hours that the Cyclorama's open? I couldn't tell you.
Well, I grew up in a small town. And for a long time, I guess they had street signs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was small enough, only 4,000 or so. I knew very few of the street names. I couldn't tell anybody how to get anywhere because I didn't know any of the street names. I knew how to get there, mm-hmm. but there's never any occasion mm-hmm. to know a street name because
mm-hmm.
you didn't need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's possible. That could be.
Oh.
But you know what I have trouble with now? They'll say, I want to get on I-75. I-85, and I'll say, which way, where you want to go? And when they tell me, then I tell them where it is, just like that.
Mm-hmm. One thing I meant to ask you, what do you call, you know, where the interstate highways come together? I thought it should have been in the survey myself, because it's a local name. Where the interstate highways come together in the north part of town, I-75 and I-85 come together, and then they go through town, and then they split again at the south of town.
Yeah.
What do you call the part where they go through town?
The intersection?
No, the I-85.
Oh, the junction of I-85.
Not the junction, but the part that actually goes through town, goes down by Georgetown.
Oh, you don't know the name of it?
Mm-hmm. How's everybody call it around here?
Well, they just say I-85 and I-75 run together.
Mm-hmm. And after they run together, that stretch of highway where they run together.
I never have.
The connector?
I never have. I guess it would be the connector. I've never had any occasion to use it.
You never used the term connector?
Yeah, but not in that particular sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that being the connector?
Yeah.
But actually, that's what it is,
yeah.
Really.
Well, maybe I
hadn't thought of it.
Maybe when I was commuting downtown, I listened to it so much that I thought everybody used the term connector. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. One question that I didn't cover, I think from your conversation I've got social contacts enough.